Good morning, Chris Lorton here, WJBM station, and we're doing the local spotlight. This morning we are happy to have Mayor Mike Morrow from Grafton, Illinois. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Very good. Now, Mike, how long have you lived in Grafton?
I've lived in Grafton since 2007, but I've been associated with Grafton since 1999 when I was a district engineer for St. Louis.
I see. And as far as mayor, how long have you been mayor?
I was elected mayor in the spring of May of 2021.
I see. Have you been enjoying that?
Absolutely. Great. It's a wonderful thing to do, and I enjoy the people that we work with. We've got some great people on staff and so forth, and it's good working with the city.
Now, the population of Grafton, what's that number?
Depends. 650 is what it's on the sign. The census came back in, I think, at just a little under 700, so right around there.
What are some of the challenges of, you know, your town, Grafton, probably maybe the number one tourist spot Illinois?
Yes.
And known all over the country. What are some challenges being a small town, and only 650 people, but you get invaded through the tourist season?
We do.
What are some things that happen that you didn't expect?
But that's our bread and butter. I mean, Grafton has no, it's a tourism town. Tourism is our industry. And so we make all of our money when the sun shines, so to say, in the spring and in the summer, and obviously in the fall. We do a little bit in the wintertime. We're trying to activate that more with the great rivers and routes, with our eagles and our river watching. So the keeping things flowing and running a schedule to make sure that the regular maintenance things gets done, because we have a small tax base, as you can imagine, and to make sure that our roads and our streets and are being repaired and so forth on a timely, we set a schedule in place to do that. Sidewalks, streets, and
How about, what is the tourist time? When does it start and when does it kind of finish up?
Tourist time starts in the spring. We have the
April,
May, and then March we're rolling through, and then we really start June, July, August of the summertime, and then in the fall we really kick it up with the colored leaves and everything, and people coming up the river road.
September, October,
November. We're pretty much done by Thanksgiving.
Right, which is
tomorrow.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're recording this. It'll be like a couple days ago.
That's right. It'll be a couple days ago.
So now you are a veteran.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about your experience as a veteran.
Well, In 1971, I decided to go into the military, into the Army. I always wanted to. And
how old were you then?
I was 23. I just finished 2 years of junior college, graduated in mechanical design. And walked out of there and walked into the recruiter's office with the goal of just getting out of town for a couple of years. And so I signed up. They were happy to get me because it was right towards the end of Vietnam. And so I went in and was going to spend my 2 years and have a good time, but I decided I liked it. So I ended up staying.
What'd you like about it?
I liked the fact that the Army, there were mentors in the Army, and they took care of you. If you had anything on the ball, they would take care. They'd push you to go higher. I had a command sergeant major who took me off to the side when I was a staff sergeant and said, you need to go to officer candidate school. And I said, oh, I don't know about that, sergeant major. He goes, well, I do. And so he pushed me and helped me with that. I took the tests and everything passed, and then the rest was history. I spent 33 years in the military, retired as a full colonel.
33 years? Mm-hmm. A full colonel.
I was only going to do 30, but then they hit the Twin Towers. And I was asked to stay for another three because to go be the CENTCOM engineer for Afghanistan, Iraq wars, and then the reconstruction starting.
Wow, that's impressive. Well, thank you so much for your service.
I thank everybody when they thank you. But, you know, again, it was a choice that I made and something that I love doing, but I also love serving the country. And that's why when you talk about being the mayor, and again, it's that serving that helps.
Yes, yes. Had Father Marty Smith in here a couple 80, weeks ago.
82nd Airborne Veteran, Iraq.
Yes. Yeah. And he that's what narrowed down to him, is serving. He got a lot of joy and peace out of serving others.
Yes.
And the thing about the service, like you said, there's so many people that are in it, and if you really want to excel, you can. Yes. And that's not true of most positions, you know, of a lot of other jobs. You can't do it. No.
And like I say, you know what your path has to be. I mean, it's not like the old days where you could stay a private your whole career. They have an up-and-out system, is that you have promotions that you're supposed to get, your times, your schools and everything, and you kind of map it out. And so I like that structure, and I like the fact that there was always a challenge at the next duty station or at
and
the
you
next
keep,
year.
And you keep challenging yourself.
That's right. You keep challenging yourself to move up.
I mean, you keep challenging yourself right now. It's a
yes.
habit.
Well, it's you know what they say. I tell people, if you're going to retire, you better have a plan. Because if you don't, you're going to get old and you're going to pass away. And what this does is keeps you young, keeps me fit as a fiddle and young, and keeps your mind sharp.
So in your challenge, you got another challenge you're working on for the city of Grafton, another tourist attraction
yes.
coming to Grafton.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
It started out, my wife and I, we were in France went three times went to the D-Day Museum, to the D-Day commemorations over in France. And part of that is the Pointe du Hoc, where the Rangers climbed the cliffs and so forth. I saw those three times. And I was honored on the 70th, the anniversary of D-Day, to be able to give a speech in uniform on Omaha Beach on D-Day to the Bedford Association. So we came back after our third visit to France, and we were riding down a river road, and I happened to look up, and we got to Grafton, and I looked, and I told her, I pointed, Pointe du Hoc. And she says, oh, my gosh, yes. And so we started thinking. So
Pointe du Hoc.
Pointe du Hoc is where the Army Rangers climbed to take out the German positions in World War II. Omaha Beach, there were five beaches that the Allies landed on. Omaha Beach was called Bloody Beach because
yes.
they had over 3,000 casualties that first morning.
Isn't that the movie Private Ryan?
You're absolutely right.
Yes.
And so what they did was that the Pointe du Hoc was a point of land that jutted out in the English Channel that had an enfilade position fire all the way down the Omaha Beach. In other words, the guns could range all the way down the beach and all the way out into the water. And so those guns had to be taken out. So they gave the assignment to a brand new formed organization called the 2nd Ranger Battalion. And their task was at 6:30 in the morning to land at Pointe du Hoc in their craft, fire up the rocket lines with the ropes on them, and climb Pointe du Hoc under fire and take out the German positions on top. One of the generals that reviewed the plan before they went said this will never work because an old woman with a broom could sweep them off the cliffs. Now, the cliffs in Grafton are the same height as Pointe du Hoc. They're about 110 feet straight up.
And I've seen those cliffs many, many times, and
they're awesome. So imagine if you land there. They landed that morning. 225 Rangers climbed those cliffs. 77 were killed in action. 152 were wounded. The remainder of the Rangers that landed on Omaha Beach and up on the cliffs took out the rest of the guns and cleared those positions over a two-day battle. So this became the centerpiece for our memorial. Our memorial is not just about Pointe du Hoc. Our memorial is going to be a complex for veterans of all ages and all climes. So in other words, even if they stayed in the States and never went overseas, if they're never in combat, this is going to be your memorial. Pointe du Hoc with the Rangers climbing the cliffs in Grafton will be just the centerpiece. We're going to have 15 life-size bronze statues that will be in different positions climbing the cliff, on the base of the cliff, supporting it. You saw the picture of that.
I saw the picture of it.
We'll have the positions up on top of the cliff up there with the Germans throwing the hand grenades down and so forth as they climb. We'll also have an area that's a war memorial where the five services will be represented, the Army, Air Force, Navy, Marines, with black obelisks in a pentagon shape with the Space Force overarching on the top in the sky. Then we have a brand new museum that we're attaching to the City Museum. We'll have a picnic area. We'll also have an area for bus turnaround and so forth. And it's going to be a spectacular area for all of veterans and their families, everyone who served, and educational.
Wow, that is impressive. I mean, how do you, how do you get the money to do this?
The money is one of the we formed a 501c3. First off, the city council in December of 2022 formed a commission. And that commission was tasked with looking for ways to honor our veterans, because Grafton has a 17% population of veterans, largest in per capita in the state of Illinois.
I heard that. Yes. Largest per capita in Illinois?
Yes. We took that, and the commissioners, now the commissioners are from all walks. We've got commissioner, the state's attorney, Ben Getten, is one of our commissioners. We've got John Simmons, who's also my co-chair on the campaign committee for our fundraising. And we've got, the first thing we did then was we formed a board of directors for a 501c3. Mm-hmm. And we hired an organization, Bright Bridge, to go ahead and set up the 501c3. They ran it through, got it through the IRS. It's up and running. We've got our website up. So that board of directors then has been tasked to go out and continue to look for the funding and so forth, which is what we're doing right now.
Mm-hmm. So how many millions is it going to cost to put this together?
$6 million.
$6 million.
$6 million now, and of course that takes care of the museum, the funding down the road, and getting everything in place as it goes. So we're already at the point of this January, we're going to be making the down payment on the statues. We've selected a foundry, which is called North Carolina Bronze. It's called Carolina Bronze. And what they'll be doing is they're going to be doing all of the 15 statues at once. And they're going to give us a year of their foundry floor time to do that. And typically the way a bronze statue is done, they use the lost wax method where they have to burn the wax out and they have a sculptor that sculpts it and you have artists and everything.
Yeah, right.
We're going to skip all that, because what we do is we've got an organization called the 2nd Ranger Battalion of St. Louis. They're a group of reenactors.
Yes.
They have all the World War II equipment. They've got the Jeeps, they got the trucks, they got all the guns, they have the uniforms, and they replicate the climbing of Point du Hoc. And that's, I don't know how we found them, but it was just, we came together. And so they do these around the country. They do in Jefferson Barracks, Scott Air Force Base. They do these presentations. And now they've got us tied in with June on D-Day. They were here last June at Flat Rock, and we set up for a weekend, and they set up all their equipment, and people came out and viewed it. So the Rangers will come out in the spring, and what we'll do is the foundry is going to come out, and they will scan these people in their uniforms in the different positions. They'll take that scan directly to a 3D printer. They'll go ahead and print it, and from there it goes right into the foundry process. Now, don't ask me how that all works. But what I do know is that it takes 2 years to make a statue. This process, that's with the lost wax process. This process with the scanning cuts it down to 1 year. And so with them promising to give us the full foundry floor for a year to finish this up, we'll have all the statues finished and for installation in the fall of 2025.
Fantastic. Love it.
Our dedication for the memorial is going to be set for 6/6/26, the 6th of June, 2026. That falls on a Saturday.
Wow. That's great. That's super. What can people that are listening to you here today, what can they do for you?
Well, number one, we spread the word, and because this is not just going to be for Grafton. As I already briefed the county board, and Mark Wagner is one of our commissioners now. Mm-hmm. And when we briefed those, they sat back and they said, oh my gosh, we're going to have to get more hotels. Because this will expand the tourism in the region. It'll also expand it in the county. It's going to be a nationwide draw and also an international draw, because we have the connection with France. One of our commissioners is French. She lives in Trevier, France. And she's been working with us, with the Bedford Association and with the people in France, to set this up. And next year is the 80th anniversary of the D-Day. And so we're going to have some type of either FaceTime, whatever it may be, with Omaha Beach and Grafton, where we're at, whatever position we are in at that point on our building and construction, with them. So,
where do our listeners, where can they go to see what's going on and keep track of it and just get informed about it?
Go to our website, graftonmemorial.org. And on that, there's a donate button. You can hit that. And when you donate, your money is safe because it goes directly to the Carrollton Bank here in Jerseyville. Carrollton Bank has been our partner since we started this out. And they've been absolutely wonderful. They waived all their fees for us, so all of your money goes to the memorial. And there is a small fee taken out for the transfer from the memorial, from the actual website, which is a different organization that runs it to Carrollton. But Carrollton's taken all the fees out of their end.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add to this?
They can also, if they want to write a check, they can take a check and drop it off at the Carrollton Bank, or they can bring it down to the city of Grafton, or they can, on the website also tells you how to do that. And we also have pledge cards where they can pledge if they want to do larger amounts over a 4 or 5 year period.
Yes, you know, this is great for the veterans, for sure, and great, just great for the whole Tri-County area.
Yes,
really, just
it's going to be a boom.
This is awesome. Yes. I mean, this is big. So we're really excited.
One of the things I do want to point out is that when we picked the foundry, the Carolina Bronze, they did all their homework, and I was with the architect, and they finally said, okay, we still need to get you the pricing and so forth, but are we going to be your foundry? And we said, yes, you are. We like what you're doing. As we checked several foundries nationwide, they said, good, because we've done our homework, and this project that you're doing with life-size statues on the cliffs and everything, there is no other place or no other project like this in the world. And it took my breath away when I heard that, because I said, oh my gosh.
It takes my breath away right now.
So
that's great.
When you hear that, it's going to, you know, like I say, this will be a draw. This will be a draw for the region, and this will be a draw for, obviously, for Grafton, but from international, because we'll be having people from France, from Virginia, Bedford, where the Virginia has the National D-Day Museum at their place. And so they'll be coming back up here to look at this too.
For those folks that maybe have been contemplating doing an Airbnb,
yes,
get ready and have it ready by what's the date they need to have it ready by?
Well, as I said, the dedication for the statues, and now all this depends upon funding, okay? Again, our funding is doing well. As I said, we've kicked off our campaign. We've sent out 180 letters to the large businesses in the Southwest, Illinois, and Missouri. To Lowe's, all those type of places. And then we also have a setup where we're going to be meeting with Boeing. But anyway, it's a large, the only kind in the world. I mean, so this is going to be, and it's doable. It's not something that's not doable.
Oh, yeah. That's great. Just another great thing happening in Grafton, that's for sure.
Well, and for our region, for Jersey County. And we're very excited about that.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today, and we'll do what we can to help this project.
Well,
we
appreciate it, and if there's anything else you ever need, just come back in, just give me a holler.
All right. Thanks again.
Chris, thank you so much.